Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S.-mediated talks on the crisis in Sudan, which are being co-hosted by Saudi Arabia and Switzerland, have opened in Geneva. War has been raging in Sudan since April 2023, when fierce fighting broke out between the Sudanese Armed Forces, the SAF, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, the RSF. The RSF accepted the invitation to attend the talks, which began August 14th. The SAF did not. U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, said more could be accomplished with the participation of the SAF, but the talks will proceed with international partners to reach an action plan.
A concrete action plan about how we can advance cessation of violence and the full humanitarian access and a monitoring and enforcement mechanism. These are long past due, and we will build back in mediation of the parties if they choose to do so. But the message from the Sudanese people has been clear. They want the international community to do more on humanitarian aid and access.
The crisis in Sudan is a crisis of epic proportions, said Special Envoy Perriello.
We're at a time where tens of millions of Sudanese face either full-on starvation or acute hunger. And we continue to see city after city besieged, atrocities against women on a daily basis, crimes against children, and the cries over and over again from the Sudanese people that they feel has not been sufficiently heard by the international community.
Special Envoy Perriello said he hopes to make progress this week with the participation of Egypt, the UAE, the African Union, the UN, and notably technical experts, the individuals trying to get food and medicine into besieged villages, coming out saying, hey, if you could do this or that, it could make an enormous effort in saving lives.
We're looking for a national cessation of hostilities and a national plan on humanitarian aid. If we only find some incremental spaces, that can still save dozens of lives, hundreds of lives, thousands of lives, while reducing terror in certain areas.
One reason for hope, first and foremost, is the courage of the Sudanese people, said Special Envoy Perriello, but also the number of actors in the region who really want to be part of helping Sudan get back to a peaceful, stable, and democratic future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.